We're here in the Art of Leadership on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora with Gary Gate, Syracuse Orange women's lacrosse head coach, and very happy to say here on the day that it happened that you're in the Greater Syracuse Sports Hall of Fame. It will be coming up soon enough, but the induction was announced today for you, and how do you respond to that?
Just an honor to be inducted into the Syracuse Sports Hall of Fame, which is it represents, you know, my new home and certainly a city that gave me a great start and created my real opportunity in life to be involved in lacrosse as a full-time opportunity. And you know, it's an honor to go in, and my twin brother Paul's in, and my coaches are in, Coach Desco, Coach Roy Simmons Jr., and you know, just some incredible athletes and people that have given back to the sport and the community. And I'm just happy that they recognize me as well.
When you look at the Simmons family and you look at Coach Desco and then also your brother, when you see all of that talent that's there and now yourself being added there, what does it say to you about Syracuse? Because either side you look, men's or women's lacrosse, wherever you're at, because obviously you've been on both sides of it, the talent is there and it's being appreciated by this community.
Yeah, you know, we have a long history on the men's side, and it's definitely being recognized. I saw Brad Kotz in there as well, and I'm sure there's many other players. Barry Palace is going in with me, yep, as well, you know, Syracuse. And it's nice to see, you know, that they've done something here to recognize the athletes and the people, the contributors of sport in Central New York and Syracuse. And you know, these people that many of the people that are in the Hall of Fame are people that have helped grow sports in this area, and I know that we're benefiting directly from that here at the university, where we, you know, many of the people have been involved in youth and high school levels in the development side of sports, and we're now getting the talented kids that come out of this area. So, you know, thank God that they put the time and effort in the past, and they've been recognized, and now we get to benefit from it.
You speak about getting a lot of the talented kids from this area. Being right down the road, Christian Brothers Academy, how much has that helped you? I mean, obviously, it's my alma mater. I spent a lot of time there. I saw where lacrosse can be there, so it's not a shameless plug on my end. But knowing that you have brought in a lot of talent from there, how much has that helped you out, that they literally can ride a bike down the street and they can see lacrosse right here?
Well, my kids went there. You know, I have a son that's still there, be a senior next year. And you look back at another Syracuse alum that runs the women's lacrosse there, and Doug Sedgwick, and fortunately I had his daughter come here and play for a couple of years for us, and he has developed a real program there. They just won their second state championship, they're producing fine athletes and fine players that we've been lucky to have the opportunity to recruit. So it helps that they're right next door. We have facility issues. We know there's opportunities there, and we work well together. And, that goes for all the schools, though. You know, that's a great thing about Syracuse. We try and support all the high school programs in the area and provide events and opportunities. And, they turn around and support us as well. So it's a nice community here in Syracuse, and I enjoy being a part of it.
You mentioned, and we just spoke on CBA, but talking about some of the other schools, what coaches have you seen in this community really build up their women's lacrosse programs and have that success? Who have you seen in your network really step up?
Well, you know, it's hard to point fingers at, you know, specific people, but, Doug Rowe in Baldwinsville has done a great job developing lacrosse, and he runs a huge event that, you know, gives kids opportunities to get looked at. Bob Elmer out in West Genesee, and all his success winning state championships, and they didn't win it this year, but they won it the year before, and you know, those are a couple that just, you know, really stick out. And of course, Doug Sedgwick from CBA, that's been a long time committed coach. You know, his daughters have come and gone, and he still stays and coaches, and And that probably goes for all of them. And they get hooked on the game and hooked on helping young kids out. And, it just fuels their passion and they want to be successful and they pass that on to the kids. And it really helps the lacrosse in this area.
Passing your success on to your children, you'll have the opportunity to have your daughter for this coming season. I know we've talked about it before, and I know that she was redshirted, but what is it like to have her going forward?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, we've father-daughter, I've been had the chance the last month or so to be working with her every week, two, three times a week to make sure she's sharp and ready for fall ball, and she's training and working hard, and I'm just looking forward to, having that, see how she responds to the pressure of actually being, having the opportunity to play. And, it's going to be fun and challenging at the same time, but that's what coaching's all about.
When you have players that have that year to sit and watch and learn, how much can that help them? And is that really something invaluable to have a player be able to come, you recruit them, obviously you know they're talented, but that they have that time to experience what is to come for them?
Yeah, it's I can clearly remember my freshman year and kind of getting thrown to the wolves, as they say, and just not having a real grasp of potential and confidence and all the things that can bring your game to the next level. And that it's invaluable to have to get through that freshman year, and I know that like many athletes go, I wish I could redo my freshman year knowing what I knew my sophomore, junior, senior year. I would have had a much better year, but you get lucky sometimes, and usually because of injury in the women's lacrosse. But she'll have that time to take advantage of what she's seen, and I think she'll be a lot more confident going into her first year of lacrosse here.
Going into the ACC in general, for you, is this a challenge that you're excited to have where you're at in your career? I mean, you've been with lacrosse for such a long time. You've played in Canada, you've played here, you've been a coach, you've been a player, you've been both at certain times. Now it's a new chapter and a new conference.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, tougher. The Big East was a solid lacrosse conference, but, the ACC is the best. And I think we had three of the four Final Four teams, including ourselves, at the Final Four, and five out of the eight Elite Eight teams on the women's side. So we're in it, and, we've developed the program and recruited the talent here that allows us to compete in the conference. I know my first few years here, we didn't have a great start against ACC teams. I think I was 1-7 before we kind of turned it around. And last 2 years, we've been on the plus side of the ACC contests.
Talking about recruiting and with the ACC, not just with the conference, but in general that we've discussed before, building better, having the facilities, having new things that you can offer, show recruits. How important is that for you to get done sooner than later?
I think it's very important. I think anytime you're going up against the top athletic departments in the country, not just teams, but you're going up against Big Ten schools, SEC schools, and our own conference of other ACC schools. Now you're talking about premier facilities, premier budgets, premier everything. And and we need to keep up, and we need to put ourselves in a position to have success when we go head to head against a lot of these top schools. So my goal and is to build a new women's lacrosse complex, and we're well on our way. I think we've have a commitment for over $1 million, and we need to keep it going. If anybody out there wants to support us, they're more than welcome to. Just call the office and we'll hook you up. But, we're getting ready to start, and we're developing the plans now, and it's going to be an exciting time for Syracuse lacrosse when it's completed.
How has the community in your time here from when you started all the way through to where you stand right now as the women's lacrosse head coach, how has the community responded to you and not just giving, not just fundraising, but in general showing up to the games, knowing about the teams, celebrating what you've done so far?
You know, the community's been awesome, you know, like, and it's a very active community, and people are very busy playing, and our seasons cross over. And, you know, one of the things I want to focus on in the future is, you know, providing better opportunities for younger players to come out and watch us play. And that means, you know, better times for games, you know, not Tuesdays at 3 o'clock type thing during lacrosse season, but, you know, Saturday afternoons, Sunday afternoons when players can get to games and we can really develop a much larger fan base. And, you know, I haven't put too much time into marketing and developing the fan base, but the community's been great and supported us, and we're gonna get through this locker room, and then the next phase is to really get out in the community a little bit more. Our kids do a lot of things out there. They get out there through community service and support many of the charitable programs out there, and we feel that's important. And, you know, a lot of these people reward us by coming out and supporting us.
Having that support moving forward, how important is it for you to have the community behind you as you move into the ACC, as you play these teams? Do you ultimately feel that with the talent being raised a level that you will see more people come out to these games?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I haven't put enough time and effort into that yet, into developing a marketing plan. Actually, we got a meeting today with our new director of marketing, and, you know, we're going to focus a little bit more on that this year. And, you know, I certainly have been around the community, and they go, when do you play? You know, what time? You know, are you on TV? Are you, you know, all these questions come up. And, you know, we're hoping to make it much easier for people to come out and support us in the future.
When you look at what you had mentioned earlier with teams like a team like North Carolina that is coming into this community and trying to pull from this community, now that you're in the same conference, how difficult is it for you, or do you feel that you're still winning that battle of keeping kids here that are here?
I hope so. You know, we're just, you know, at this particular point, we're not in any particular battles right now, and you know, we're all recruiting, and we've managed to, you know, do what we need to do on the recruiting end, but it's important to stay strong, you know, and create an atmosphere and a community, a sense of family in our program, so that, you know, when you're a young player, you come, you see that on the sideline, you see it in our clinics, you see it in our camps, you see the type of players we have and people, and that hopefully will translate when you interact with our players and our team and our staff. You interact with them, you'll see nothing but dedicated, professional people that have passion for the game of lacrosse, and you know, we certainly hope that translates, you know, not only into future recruits wanting to stay home, but, you know, like I said, our fan base growing as we continue to fight for a national championship.
Describe not just yourself but your staff and what they've done to help you in recruiting and really developing what this message is for Syracuse and why you have the people that you have.
Oh, well, you know, starting with Reggie Thorpe, he's, you know, an alum here that's been the captain of the 93 national men's team and you know, brings a wealth of experience, but more importantly, you know, he's a father and a family man that truly, you know, ingrains what it is to be that type of person. A good family man, takes care of everybody, don't leave anybody behind, keep everybody involved. And I think, you know, as far as team chemistry, it's a huge part of, you know, what he brings to the table and how he interacts with the players and how his family interacts with the players. So that's that's huge. And then, you know, his wealth of experience in lacrosse, you know. We've been fortunate to coach together in professional lacrosse on the men's side, and he's coached at every level, and he has a great eye for talent. And, you know, in recruiting, that's key. And then to bring Katie Rowan back as an assistant, again, another alum, Tourton finalist, all-time great player here, that, again, shows that passion for Syracuse, you know, that she came, she wanted to come back, she loves it here like we all do as a staff. Each one of us, you know, we're alums and we have ties to the school, so... It's pretty hard to, and I think we all show the love and passion we have for the university, and Katie truly does that. And then she's, you know, she brings the organization and the support, you know, to really help. She's kind of the glue that sticks us all together as coaches and make sure everything gets done and we stay on track. Because we can get, you know, lost in crazy ideas and doing crazy things, and it's, you know, time to get to work. You know, Katie's right there, and she always has everything organized, prepared, and ready. And you know, and then, you know, we just brought on Chelsea Lavelle Strodel, who is an alum as well, and she's our new operations director. And you know, she's got that same. That same passion for the university. I know her dad was the head of HR here, and she grew up around the university. And you know, putting together a staff that all has ties here has been key. And I think you see it not only in our program, but many others like men's lacrosse. And it creates an atmosphere and that you can't replicate when you you know, don't have alums working back at the university.
Does that ultimately help you with recruiting to have a school where, with your program, one thing, but like you said, men's lacrosse, men's basketball, you see it all throughout, and even with football, with trying to bring people back, when you see a school and a university that can really say in their athletic department that it's not just good quality coaches, but people who are here, people who experienced it and came back, does that give you a leg up because not every college is offering you alum from top to bottom?
I think so. I think it does a couple things, you know. I think one, you know, you can speak with experience about the university when you're, you know, showing it to potential athletes and recruits. You know, I know what it's like because I went here. So you can speak from that experience. And the other is I think the recruits can see, oh, it must be a great place. You know, they stayed, they came back. You know, and they love it here. So why wouldn't I want to go to a school like this? So I think, you know, those are a couple of the benefits of bringing back, you know, talented alums that, you know, are also good, very good coaches.
I know we talked about some of the renovations, but is there ever a thought in having your own field, having your own place to play where it's not in the dome?
You know, we've talked about that. I've talked to some of the trustees about it, talked to the athletic director, and you know, just with the weather in central New York, it would need to be another, you know, covered or enclosed stadium, and you know, that would be difficult to do. But you know, maybe one day, you know, somebody would come along and say, hey, would you like to do it? And maybe we'll get that done eventually. It would be nice, but we're talking, you know, it would have to be an incredibly spectacular facility to want to leave the dome and move to it. The dome's been great for all our sports, and certainly for women's lacrosse in central New York, January, February, March, April. You know, it provides you know, the number one place to play in the country.
Coming full circle, last thing I want to talk with you about is when you look back on your history as a player and a coach and what you're trying to do from here, when you have Syracuse honor you and put you in their Hall of Fame, where does this stack up compared to all the other awards, all the other accolades, the rings, the trophies?
Well, you know, they're totally different, very different things. But I think more than anything, it represents that, you know, Syracuse is my family's home. You know, this is where, for the most part, I raised my kids, and they've gone through high school and on to college. So it's kind of just nice to have, you know, to be inducted into this Hall of Fame, so that it really solidifies that this is home.
Well, I appreciate it as always, and look forward to talking with you soon. And once again, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.